And Lord Shiva said, yes, and it was the next world. But for some reason, you hear, tell me what's the source of your ecstasy. Then Narada said, what source of my ecstasy is Mahaprasad? I took one little piece and I go crazy. And Shiva said, it's like a drug, you give me little. Narada said, nothing that I have, but he said, okay, in my bag, little piece I have. And Shiva took that little piece, and immediately he feels so much ecstatic feelings that he started dancing like crazy together with Narada. Then Mother Parvati coming and say, hey, guys, what happened? And Shiva Narada, like, this, Jimmy, Acha, this, Hare Krishna, Hare. Because remember, in Shiva Purana, it described that Lord Shiva glorifying two things, which not supposed to be in Shiva Purana. Two things from Shiva Purana is one of them called Ram Nam Mahima, and second is Tulsi Mahima. And this is in Shiva Purana. Shiva is supposed to glorify Rudraksha, Om Namo Shivaya, Agora Mantra, Om Krim Krum Kram Krom Kram Kam Krom, you know. But that Shiva is saying, the Agora Mantra is very good. One chant will get so much power, but himself, Shiva said, if it's up to me, I love the Ram Nam. Ram, 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 Ram. I can chant this all day like Valmiki and others. But this time, Lord Shiva started follow Narada, and Narada chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. So Lord Shiva said, oh, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 oh, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Because two names of Ram equal to one name of Krishna. So now, Narada initiating Lord Shiva in Nam Sankirtan. And Lord Shiva going completely crazy and said, I chant every mantra. I did do every sadhana. But never I got so much ecstasy like chanting name of Krishna. Narada said, because you're pure Vaishnava. Only pure Vaishnava can experience this. And you're proving to the whole world you're pure Vaishnava. But the Parvati said, come on, guys. And now you're made exclusive club. I want so much. If I get that Krishna Nam or Prasada, I give to everyone. I don't give to myself. And they said, oh, Mother, you are so kind. Your heart is bigger than the universe. And by that will Lord Narayan and Lakshmi and all the gods descend on Kailas. It was very special event. And Lord Vishnu said, just by chanting my name, I'm always present. But when my devotee has so much heart and compassion, I'm personally present there. So because of Mother Parvati, she's universal mother, and she, her desire to give prasadam to everyone, I promise in Kali Yuga, I become Jagannath. As Jagannath Daru Brahmana will come. But also, because prasadam is still limited. But as Mahaprabhu and Mahamantra, I will come in Kali Yuga and give to everyone that Mahamantra, and I will liberate all the world. So this is what Lord Das Thakur described. And this story also described in other Puranas. But Lord Das Thakur explaining this in Chaitanya Mangal, what is the purpose behind Mahaprabhu? Why Mahaprabhu is descending? So it's all chain reaction. Starting from billions of trillions of kalpas and the whole gods and rishis and muni, they're preparing to come one day. And Lord Ramachandra, you know, one time Lord Ramachandra appear and Shiva and Parvati stay in Himalayas. And they see Lord Ramachandra very sad. And Parvati asked, who is this man? Who is this man? Lord Shiva said, you don't know who is this man? Whose name I chant every day? That is the man. She said, I cannot understand your words. You're chanting so many things, but I know you love Ram Mantra, but that is, what is this? Then Shiva said, oh, you have to understand. When Narada cursed Vishnu that he will fall in material world and become one life as a common man, that was special blessing. There are six types of avatar. Purna and Paripurna is the highest. So this one is Purna avatar. Om Purna, Adam Purna. So he's Lord Ram. And Parvati cannot believe because she sees like a man who's suffering, lost wife. And Parvati is very compassionate, but at the same time she says, like, I cannot believe this man is Vishnu himself. Then Parvati takes form of Sita and coming to him. Oh, my beloved Ram, I'm here. And Ram looked at Sita and he said, Mother, why do you take form of somebody else's wife? Then Parvati is very disturbed. I'm sorry. Oh, Mother, I know you're trying to test me, but as you understand, Sita is my eternal Shakti, and you are also Shakti, but in that position, you are the wife of Lord Shiva. There's no need for you. Then Parvati is very much disturbed and thinking, I have done aparad, he is Vishnu. Now I can understand. He's not a common man. Then Parvati say, okay, my dear Lord Ram, how can I serve you? And he said, two ways you will serve. One way, remember when Ravana stolen Sita and Lakshman Rekha was driven, Sita entered the fire and she stayed in fire, the god of fire, keeping her. And the Maya Sita came out, that's your expansion, because you are the Mahamaya. So that is your service. And second time, when I become Gauranga in Navadvipa, then you also will give me some service. At that time, I will have two wives, Lakshmi Priya, Vishnu Priya, and I will do my pastimes. So when Sita came here, she said, wow, so much joy. Why? And Ramachandra said, this life you and I will separate and test love. Next life, when I become Gauranga, you become my wife. And again, we will separate and you will worship my guru deity and you feel the separation the way I feel now. Sita was very happy. And this is Nityananda recording. Mahaprabhu, Maharaj, now we chant your song.
I think you should say all this in Russian.
I'm recording. And oh? I'm recording. That will be the next program.
I'm waiting for my ukulele.
Oh, okay. So which songs you're reserving? Which songs you are reserving? Nadia Nagara, you can chant Gopal. You can chant like Hiko, no problem. Nadia Nagara, Nitananda Maha, sure you don't, so it's your one. So, okay, Gopal. Songbook. Дайте Гопалу английскую сонгу. Anyway, Maharaj, please say something.
You have been telling so beautiful deep insights of this place. And of course, all the stories which we heard from Guru Maharaj or Prabhupada about Shiva Sarnam, they are heart-touching from the very beginning. And especially in Chaitanya Bhagavad, there is a story, Mahaprabhu's night kirtan is being conducted here. And then the child of Srivas departs from this world. And they pushes him and say, hey, your child is dying, come. And he said, shut up, don't disturb the kirtan of Mahaprabhu. And so it goes on the whole night is going on, even though the dead child is there. And when finally Mahaprabhu gets out of his total absorption in his Srivasana nightly kirtan, obviously, yes, what's happening here, something happened. Some other message get to him, and she was not the sun by. But Srivastava was completely adamant, he didn't want to have Mahaprabhu disturbed. You know the rest of the story nicely.
You continue, Maharaj.
Well, as far as I understand, then Mahaprabhu went and he saw the dead child. And he asked her, why did you leave? And then the child came back to consciousness and said, I'm your eternal servant. You called me. Now why you're asking me, why am I going? If I'm totally under you. And everybody was just like struck by the amazing spirituality of this moment. Reminds us of Chittakintu, he was very attached, and also when his son died, then he demanded that he be brought back by one morning. I think, and when he came back under this influence of the Moon's power, and he said, why are you calling me? Then the Moon said, because your father wanted to see you. He said, what father? I've had so many fathers in the past. And by this enlightening experience, Chittakintu could understand that he was completely lost in this material world. So family affection is very, very strong. But when Srimas Thakur heard about his son, he said, while Mahaprabhu was doing the kirtan, his face was so strong, he said, don't disturb Mahaprabhu. Don't let this kirtan be disturbed. Whatever. So it's an example of faith, and even in the face of death, of your own child, your attachment and the service to the holy name should not be interrupted. Can there be something more dramatic? And this took place here in Srivasanta.
Right.
Here. Sometimes people wanted to come in here, they were not allowed. Because all the world, all those who were attached to karma and jnana, they were not allowed in the nightly kirtans of Srivasanta and Mahaprabhu. One time, one lady hid, she was a family man, like a mother-in-law or something like that. She hid inside the box. She wanted to see, hear the kirtan. And Mahaprabhu could not get into the ecstasy of his absorption. He could not. He said, something is wrong here, something is wrong. And they looked and looked, they could not find it. Again, something is wrong, something is wrong. Finally, they discovered her hidden, hiding in the box. And Srivastava got so angry. He said, you get out of here. You're disturbing Mahaprabhu's Leela. So she had to go. So what can we learn from that? That we should surrender to Mahaprabhu's Leela and not disturb the Mahaprabhu's Leela. Mahaprabhu's Leela is a Leela of very intense devotion. Surrender.
Oh, very beautiful story.
I have one story which I experienced personally here in Srivasanta. Actually, I'm shy to tell it, but at the same time, I feel inclined by the inspiration of Aravinda Maharaj. Because we have no secret with each other to tell us what we are feeling. So in 1997, here in Srivasanta, we organized the first Chaitanya Mela of the Vishva Vaishnava Raj Sabha. In that time, there was one temple president here. He was a disciple of Bhakti Kushan Shravan Maharaj. His name was Govinda, and his brother, he was married to a devotee, he was connected with us. So we had a very close connection with this time. At that time, in charge of the Chaitanya Math was Yati Maharaj. And Yati Maharaj was a great soul, undoubtedly, but he was fighting with his other members of his Math. He was actually in that relationship at that time. Srimas Agarwal was pretty independent of Chaitanya Math. So we were thinking, where are we going to make the Chaitanya Mela for the Vishva Vaishnava Raj Sabha? So we proposed it. Can we do it in Srivasanta? And the temple president said, yes, no problem. I'm fully in charge now. Nobody can disturb me here. We will have this festival here. So then I said, okay. If you allow, then it will be very nice. At that time, there was less buildings, and we had a big park open. We brought a drama troupe of Chaitanya Leela here. For 4 days, we had books there. All the missions had a booth to exhibit. And we had, of course, a stage and the meetings of the Vishwamajnavaraja. On the second day of the Mela, in the morning, the police came, 14 policemen. They came and said, this Mela has to stop. There's no permission from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for this Mela. Who is this guy who's organizing that? I was staying in the second floor up there. And Govinda says, you stay. So police said, no, this Mela is canceled. There cannot be anything else. And they would not go away. And it was in the morning. The program was starting in the afternoon again. And people were come and go the whole day in these days. So they said I was not there. So they were simply sitting there. After 3 hours passed, I said, no, they will destroy everything. So I just went down and I went to the policeman who was in charge of the 14. I said, what is happening here? Oh, he said, you're the man organizing. We have strict order that this Mela is prohibited. This order is coming from Yati Maharaj, from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we have to close everything here. Then I said to him, my dear policeman, this is Srivas Anda. This is the holy place of Srivas Thakur. And the Chandkasi, he came, and he destroyed the Vedangas. And he said, this Kirtan has to stop here. So, I am asking you, my dear policeman, are you a Hindu? He says, yes, of course, I'm a Hindu. I say, if you're a Hindu, how can you stop the Kirtan? Because now the Acharyas will be coming, and we will have Kirtan and drama, and how can you stop it? So he started to think. But I got strict orders to stop this. How can I disregard it? So I was thinking, what to do. And I said, my dear policeman, you just go back to your station and you tell them you didn't see anybody there. And you just go back. He was thinking, I don't know, by Srivas Thakur's mercy, 14 policemen disappeared. And 4 days of Srivas Andan festival, Vishwavaishnava was completed. So in this way, we had a very personal and very loving experience here, the power of Srivas Thakur and the holy name, because nobody can stop this chanting of Hare Krishna. And nobody can stop the association of the Acharyas. Vishwavaishnava, that is what Srivas Thakur was indirectly. Advaita Acharya was here, Dadada was here. All those who later became the branches of Mahaprabhu's trees, this all came from Srivas Angam. That place was here, Yogapit. That was, of course, the place of Jagannath Mishra in his house. But the Srivas Angam was the place of the main Leela. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not exist at that time. Dadada Angam, Advaita Baba did not exist. Only the Srivas Angam. So, anyhow, this is the story I wanted to tell you. Srivas Angam in Chaitanya Bhagavat is very nicely described. And Professor Sanyal, the disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he gave a lengthy description in the book Sri Krishna Chaitanya, which our Srila Bhakti Lakar Srila Maharaj edited. That book is a classic book, and it has so many deep insights. Unfortunately, my memory is not very good in this part. I was very touched because this book was written specially for preaching to the Western world the teachings of Mahaprabhu. And Professor Sanyal and Professor Emeritus from Ramshaw College, he was very excellent in English, and he wrote a very excellent book. Still, it required the highest editing, which came from Srila Bhakti Lakar Srila Maharaj. And then Srila Bhakti Vidyadhar Maharaj, he took that book and he went to England. And from there he went to Germany. And in Germany he was given permission by governors to preach in the German universities if he was going to learn German. That was the condition of it. And Srila Bhakti was so dedicated, he actually learned German and he actually published one book, The Vision of World Religions from a Hindu Point of View. Then he got the permission, he went all over Europe to many universities, also Czechoslovakia, also Austria. He was giving the lectures, and one of the professors who read this book, who got this book, was Professor Ernst Schulze. And Ernst Schulze, when he read that book, he was so struck. He was a language expert. He knew 14 languages. He was so touched in his heart that he immediately went to Bon Maharaj and says, I want to join this mission. So when Bon Maharaj went back to India, there is a picture where he arrived in Mumbai. In that time, our Bhaktivedanta Swami was in Mumbai. He was preaching there with some God brothers. So when Bon Maharaj arrived by train, then they booked the train to go to Howard, to the Howard station, and to report themselves to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, where Schulze became the first European initiated disciple with the name Sadananda. And there's one more story, because in this train from Mumbai to Calcutta, Swami Maharaj accompanied, Prabhupada Swami Maharaj accompanied our Bon Maharaj and Schulze and Baruch Kurt, another one from Germany who had come, he accompanied them. So, Srila Maharaj, I think, was also there. So they asked Bon Maharaj, what happened to your preaching in the West? And Bon Maharaj said, I don't know, these Westerners, they ask many questions which we cannot answer. So then Swami Maharaj asked Bon Maharaj, please, what are those questions which we cannot answer? So that time, Bon Maharaj gave the questions and Srila Maharaj gave the answers one by one. Perfect answer for each question. After Bon Maharaj had no more questions, Swami Maharaj Prabhupada announced, today Europe has been defeated by Asia, by Bharata. This is a beautiful story of that. That picture, when they arrived in Howard Station, there's a welcome committee. There's the Maharaj of Gurdwara, there is Swami Maharaj sitting there, the Bon Maharaj, and incredible, beautiful picture is there of the arrival. And then they became devotees in the Gaudiya Math. This time, these stories which I'm telling you, I only could hear them at the feet of Srila Bhakti Rakam Srila Maharaj. In Chaitanya Saraswati, Nobody else has heard those stories in other places. But Srila Guru Maharaj was very, very, very kind.
Haribo, Haribo.
He shared all this nectar with us. Only we were so dumb we cannot understand the real deep impact of what this is all meaning. Except that Gaudiya Vaishnava is in for a long run for winning against the European culture, because Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur announced European civilization, so-called Western civilization, has to be crushed. And I think it's being crushed right now by themselves. They're doing a self-crush. Now who knows what will come after that, what time they will listen to the deep explanation on the divine reality coming from our Sampradaya.
Joy. Very nice, very nice.
It's very nice to tell these stories, but it's very difficult to get an audience who really want to listen to such things.
Yes.
Who really care.
Yes, Maharaj, but our fortune is we have one mouth and 2 ears. If we learn how to listen, we will succeed for sure. Jai Maharaj. So Maharaj is giving us very deep insight of Krishna consciousness. Later, if some, I know some of you speak English or not, I will recite everything in Russian later when we come back. Я все по-русски расскажу. Позже, сейчас, но неудобно перед гостями. All this story is confidential, but one thing. I'll tell you one confidential story, even like Gopal. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur had 9 children. And he had one son that he lost. That one son, and Bhaktivinoda wrote this story in his Vaishnava magazine, but he's not mentioned that story. This is his own son. He said about one family, Vaishnava family, there was some beautiful boy who was very happy and very nourishing, but at a certain age, after 20 years old, he became depressed and he lost his mind. And for maybe 10, 15 years, he was completely withdrawing from an external world and experiencing big disease, mental disease. And everybody loved him. He was very nice, but something happened to him, and that 10, 15 years of continuous disease drowned his life energy. And his relatives realized that he's going to die soon. At a certain point, he stopped drinking. And he was just lying. And the family members, including Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Saraswati Thakur, surround that boy and start chanting. And he lost his brothers, he lost his grandfather, he lost many. It used to be a very wealthy family, and when Ula had been taken by Vinimi and his family wealth was lost, Bhaktivinoda Thakur had to suffer so much. Then again, he had to suffer so much in his family life as well. So that beautiful boy dying in front of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was love and compassion with all the members chanting Hare Nam, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Sadly, that boy died. And same story as Mahaprabhu boy, son of Srivastava, starts speaking. After that boy died,
with little tools in his mouth and Ganga Jal, and he starts speaking in some kind of a subconscious trance. And he said, my previous life, I was South Indian Vaishnava. I met Mahaprabhu followers and I offended them. I could not recognize Mahaprabhu followers. I can be great Vaishnava. But the grace of the Lord, I born in the Vaishnava family. And I experienced Mahaprabhu love, mercy, affection. And I acquire full faith in Mahaprabhu. However, my aparat reaction meant to take roots. So before I left the world, that suffered this reaction of being and now I'm so happy that I important to provide our family and after. Actually, special mercy. So then, Brahmana was very disturbed in the beginning, but then he's got into meditation. He thought, although I'm trying to follow my pure life, pure spiritual life, still so much ego exists. And where there's ego, there's no surrender. And where there's no surrender, there's no purification. So the Brahmana being withdrawn from Mahaprabhu has very deep meditation to feet of Mahaprabhu. And inside his heart, he fully surrendered. After some time, Mahaprabhu. And when the Brahmana came, immediately he became Vaishnava, just by connecting with all the devotees. And he felt so much joy and ecstasy. And he was observing Kirtan, Shivas. But other people, they thought, the Shiva Sangam is crazy ways. They must be drinking wine and eating meat and doing some tantric sexual ritual. Otherwise, they're screaming and crying. And there must be drunk people who take drugs, intoxication. So someone, Chapal Gopal, he was tantric. Actually, himself, he was offering meat and fine and sexual thing, but he thought, I will put Shiva's disposal. So he brought Machandi Tantric, because we have Panchatattva, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Radha, Shiva Sarigur, it's Panchatattva. But in Tantra, there's also Panchatattva. Mitsya, Matsya, wine, meat, you know, everything offered to Ma Kali for enjoyment. And they say in Kali Yuga only this can satisfy Ma Kali in your senses. It is for your senses. So they're not telling, oh, I like to eat meat. They say, I like Samprasadam of Ma Kali. It's very Bengali way. It's Hippocratic. But this Chapal Gopal, he went and put all the disposals of wine and meat by the gate of Shiva's Thakur. And somebody said to Shiva's, hey, Shiva's, Look, they brought some impure things from Tantric Puja and they put on your door. They want people to think you are dead. And Shiva said, yes, come. He took all devotees and he came out of his house
And he said, hey, people of Namadvip, come here, come here. And all the people came. And he said, look how they want to oppose me. And by seeing this meat, wine, drugs, people, auspicious people said, who offends Shivas? Who is that ugly man who did this? We know who Shivas Thakur. He's a member of our community. He's a pure devotee of Krishna. And some other people was not understanding, you know, that because some people are stupid, but Shivas Thakur was not afraid. So he called everybody, show, and, you know, Chapal Gopal become leprosy next day. Next day he got heavy disease. And he went to Chaitanya Saraswati Math. And that area here, Gopal house, he was exiled because we have leprosy. Okay, you go. Don't come, we will kill you. So this leper man had to suffer worms, wounds, and suffering like in hell, like a physical body. In hell, at least you had mental body. This is like physical hell. And his nose fell off, he has wounds, very ugly, covered by piece of clothes, sitting, and people just don't even come. They just throw him coin. Oh, don't come close, and throw coin at him. That was his fingers fall off, nose fall off, and alive, he become like a hell. In this condition, he spent some time, maybe 1-2 years. And Mahaprabhu took sannyas and he came. And he came sight of Chaitanya Saraswati Mahaprabhu, fully intoxicated with Krishna breath. And in his half-conscious stage, when he jumped to the Ganga, thinking it's Yamuna, and been cheated by Nityananda Prabhu, who told local coward boys, oh, you tell this sannyasi, this is Vrindavan, you tell him that's Yamuna. To join the Arjuna. So in this case, Mahaprabhu came and saved Shivas by forgiving him. He was praying, please forgive my family.